I've done. So the scientists began to reach around him and gather up materials, and God said, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You're going to have to make your own first. You know what? We can get mighty full of ourselves when we consider the things that we have done. Don't do that. Help me not to do that. We need to remember that it is God who makes these things possible. And we need to always give Him credit for those accomplishments that we experience in our lives or that we see in those around us whom we love. I take great pride in the things that Caleb has accomplished in his life. All the more so because I know that Caleb is God's creation and he's God's gift to us. So it's okay to feel good about those things, provided you give God credit. And this, you see, God wants us to have a balanced, proper, and healthy view of ourselves. And this only happens when He is the center of our lives. So let's close with this. How do we deal with pride in our lives? We deal with pride the same way we do any other sin. We confess it, we repent of it, and we humbly seek His forgiveness. 1 Peter 5:6 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. We need to learn how to humble ourselves before God. Rather than filling your prayers with a long list of what you want, that you want God to give you, learn to spend time in your prayer life humbling yourself before your great God and exalting and praising His name. In fact, spend more time doing that than asking God for things. And also, one last thing, learn to walk in God's presence every day. Turn now to the book of Colossians. We'll close here with this verse. A couple of verses. Colossians chapter 1. This kind of summarizes it all. It takes us from beginning to end here. It covers your whole entire life, so read carefully. Colossians chapter 1, verse 21. And you that were sometime, in other words, in some past time, alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. By the way, that accurately, completely describes each and every single one of us. Okay? We were alienated and enemies in our mind by wicked works. Yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. That speaks of the great work of God in our life. It takes us from where we were on our own to where we can be by the grace of God in His great work. Verse 23, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. And what that tells us in regards to what we're going to close with here is this. As far as pride goes in your life, walk humbly before God, but also grow in the grace of God. Learn to walk with God every day. Don't leave it for a couple of hours on Sunday. Don't leave it for those times in your life when you figure out, you know what, I really need God right now, so I'm going to straighten up and really try to act good. Don't take that approach. But learn every single day to pursue God and His ways. To walk in His grace and in His presence every day. I close with this question. Have you learned? Have you learned to walk in God's presence every day? Let's bow our heads.
Dear Heavenly Father, we do desire to come before your throne of grace as humbly as we can this morning, acknowledging who you are, your rightful place as sovereign God, as King of Kings, as Lord of Lords. It's all those titles that we read in your word concerning you of who you are. And we just want to praise you and glorify your name. And we want to bow before you, Lord, in spiritual sense, acknowledging the fact that we are but poor sinners, consumed with pride, and challenged to our very faith by this problem of pride in our lives. Lord, we confess this before you, and we desire, I pray it's everyone's desire, to repent and turn away from this, and to turn to you and walk as humbly as we can in your presence every day. Change us into this kind of person, O Lord.
Amen.
It is your work that can make this possible. I can't discipline myself enough. I can't do whatever must be done. I need you and your grace to work in my life, as do we all.
Mm-hmm.
And we seek this humbly this morning. I just want to pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So I'll stand now. We're going to have a song of an invitation to you to respond to God this morning. God may have spoken to you, His Holy Spirit. I pray that He has. I pray that you receive what He's had to say to you. And maybe this has created within you a desire to be different, to be changed by God, and to walk more humbly in His sight. Because you are a child of God and you belong to Him. Maybe it's kind of awakened within you a desire to be a child of God. You realize that what you've been doing through your life is not pleasing nor acceptable before God. It doesn't match up with some of the things that we've read here in Scripture this morning. And you realize a need in your life to be saved by the blood of Christ, by the grace of God. And if that's your need this morning, then I urge you to go to God. Confess that you are a sinner before Him and seek His forgiveness for your sins by believing in Christ and His work on the cross for you, by repenting of your sin and turning to Christ so that you might be saved. Consider that on this day of all days as we sing.
370. Take my hand before me, be covered by you.
pray you've received a blessing in God's house this morning, and as we've come and assembled together to worship Him. So good, of course, to see all of our visitors that are with us, folks traveling, and
Amen.
Family that are visiting. It's so good to see each one of you, and it's been my pleasure to meet you, or maybe get to meet you today. Is there a word from anybody before we dismiss?
We have several visitors this morning, I'd like to have.
Amen. Yes. All right. Remember, no services tonight. Spend the rest of this day with family and enjoy them. And enjoy that time together. There's nothing else. We'll bow our heads now. We'll be dismissed in prayer. Brother Jeff, would you dismiss us, please?
Most gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, we thank you this day again for this, Lord. We thank you for your blessing that you've put on each and every one of us, Lord. Lord, we also thank you for the words that we've heard today. Lord, may we humble ourselves in thy eyes and seek thy grace and only through Jesus Christ and see all these things, Lord. Lord, go with us now. Take us home. May we have a good family day today. This is the second thing that's important to us. Forgive us all of many sins. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And I have brought to thee.